When I see companies that are doing good things that can help small business, I want to give them a platform. So there's an ad agency. It's a very good ad agency, CWDI. Let me just slow down. And they are hosting 67 logos designathon. Sorry. Who's going to tell us about it? The founder and vice chairman at CWDI, Leslie Waterkane. Leslie, did I say your surname correctly?
Waterkane.
Hello. Thank you so much. I love, love, love. I sent the story to my producer and I said, you have to get these people on because I love what you are doing for Nelson Mandela Day. So tell us a little bit about it.
So Sina, you know, this is the third year that we're doing this and, it really stemmed from us, doing something sort of 4 years ago now where we went to a little school in Khayelitsha, me and my team, and we took them hot dogs and we took them soccer balls and coloring in books. And, you know, by the time the day was finished, the soccer balls were popped, the coloring in books were, colored in, the hot dogs were finished, and we actually hadn't made a difference at all. And it was then that I just thought to myself, you know, as an agency, we need to do something more impactful. We need to do something sustainable. And that just isn't sustainable. And I said, what have we got? We've got talents. We've got design skills. You know, we help brands. What can we do that will make a lasting impact and a proper impression on Madiba Day? And 67 logos were born. It was born. And, you know, we've run it forward. This is going to be our third year.
Incredible.
And, you know, it's hard when you don't have a sponsor and, you know, it's our own time and it's our own designer's time and we call on the creative industry. But I just said to them this year, now more than ever, and exactly what you've just said now, you know, people are reinventing themselves.
Isn't it
people
incredible?
Are looking to, you know, start their own businesses. Now more than ever, we have got to do 67 logos. So, yes, I'm very pleased to say that we are very excited about this year because I do believe that of all the years that we've run it, you know, we can really make a massive difference this year.
It's more relevant now than it ever was. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Just well done to you. Just, you know, when you say that after the first Nelson Mandela Day, when you went with your team and the soccer balls were popped, you know what? I still guarantee you that it made a huge impact on those kids. But I love that you are targeting businesses because when you support a small business, you support a community. And yeah, I mean, that's how it is. All right. And you grow a community when you support small business. So let's just talk about this designathon. How does it work? Can anybody enter? Anyone who's got a business idea or they've started a business, but they don't have the visual branding. Can they come to you? So talk me through that. Like I'm a 5 year old.
I know, I'm sure you know lots about branding. So it really is, you know, you've got a business, but sometimes it's easy to stand up. It's hard to stand out. And, you know, we live in this digital world now. And a logo is, it's almost like that first impression. So you really want to create a good first impression. And what we've also done is contacted the people that have received the logo in year one and year two and asked them the questions, you know, what difference did it make in your business? And some of the stories are such beautiful stories that, you know, people didn't take them that seriously until they got a professionally designed logo. Then they won contracts. Then they, you know, you look good. You feel good,
yeah.
And you just feel more confident, and that's what we're wanting to achieve with this. You know, we want to give them the confidence to go for those pictures. And as you say, you know, small businesses are the ones that really make a difference in the economy. They're the ones that are hiring the people. And there's a beautiful statistic: if every small business globally hired one more person, it would alleviate unemployment worldwide. Just think about that for a moment. So if we can give the opportunity for these small businesses to look good, to feel confident, and just to hire that one more person, imagine the impact that we really could have made.
That's just
so
wonderful.
We want to make sure that they stand out in this, you know, loud, crazy world that we live in with a beautifully designed logo. But sometimes they just don't have the, you know, they don't have the resources, they don't have the money to pay an agency. Because, I mean, these can cost 25, you know, 50, 100,000 rand for a new brand.
I was referring to that Sasol. Do you remember when Sasol rebranded?
Yeah.
And they came up, didn't they pay something in the region of 124 or 25 million for that new logo? I remember it was massive news at the time.
And EBSA last year, I mean, imagine what they must have paid for their rebrand.
Yeah.
So, you know, these things do cost an absolute fortune. So if we can just play our little part in helping people, as I say, you know, get that brand and just look good and feel great and go out there and make a difference, then I really feel that we've you know, done our bit.
Incredible. So if I'm a small business, right, yes. how do I get in touch with you? How do I get to be a part of this?
Okay, so there's various ways. So you either follow us on Facebook, CWDI, Cape Town, or CWDI, or we've actually created a page called 67 Logos Designathon, also on Facebook. We're on Instagram, CWDI. You can find us just about on any social channels. Then you'll find a link to the 67 Logos application, and you click on the link and you just go through all the questions. You know, what is your business? Tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, what are you looking for? And then we also at the same time calling out to the creative industry. You know, there's some incredible designers out there that also want to give back. And sometimes people want to give back, but they just don't know how. And we also this year for the first time going to be showcasing, because, you know, if you've got a skill like you are a designer, you often do a lot of freelance work or you're working for yourself. So this year we've also made a commitment to the design industry to say we're going to showcase you and your business and give you a shout out and a promotion on all our social platforms as well.
How wonderful.
So we really want to promote the designers and we want to give the businesses a logo. So there's kind of, so we're calling out to the small businesses and the design industry to help us, you know, make this difference, the 67 logos, because obviously my five designers can't do 67 logos by themselves. So
no.
It's important that we're all in this together.
Yeah.
Better together.
Listen, but what a wonderful initiative. I mean, you know, part of what you're doing and why it's so important, and I think that this is a major role of ad agencies, creative agencies specifically, is that often your client sits in the middle of the forest and can't actually see. So somebody who's involved in tech will actually come and all their everything will be about jargon, but they're talking to yous and me's who don't know what they're talking about.
That's
and so it's having those soft skills to be able to take a brief from somebody who often doesn't know what they want and, you know, just guide them in a direction. Just
Absolutely.
Well done to you. Well
yeah.
done to you, Leslie.
Thank you.
You know why? Because
Thank you.
I actually saw this quote and I want to just tell you about it. Because when you buy from a small business, you are not helping a CEO buy a third home. Have you heard this quote before?
I have heard it. You're helping them send their child to school. But
yes.
Carry on, because your listeners need to
quote it. Okay, I'm just checking to see. You are helping a little girl get dance lessons, a little boy get his team jersey, a mom or dad put food on the table, a family pay a mortgage, or a student pay for college. And that's what it is. And that's why when you support small businesses and local businesses, not only does the money go back into the community, I think there's a statistic that for every 100 rand you spend in a local business, 68 rand of it stays in the local economy, which is very important. But you grow the community. Anyhow,
yes.
So get hold of CWDI and well done. Well done to you for this wonderful initiative. It's called the 67 Logos Designathon. You can actually just go and Google it. I have no doubt that they have sorted out their own branding for this.
And if you look carefully, the 6 and the 7 is like a vision. It's like it turns into an eye, and so it is a beautiful brand.
Exactly, and they've got all their SEO sorted out, because otherwise they wouldn't be a creative agency. So just go Google 67 Logos Designathon and take advantage of this opportunity. You know, otherwise you have to wait a whole year and you might have just started a business. This could be a game changer for you. Leslie Watercane, thank you so much and just big ups to you.
Thank you so much and thank you for having me.
My pleasure.